This week, Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, called on Israel to stop construction of settlements in the West Bank, saying the expansion of settlements was politically unsustainable and that this was a crucial time for both sides in the region. Remember that September deadline for a peace deal. As that date approaches, a small interfaith group of Jews and Muslims here in the U.S. is holding their own peace talks of sorts, making an effort to talk to one another about their differences over events in the Middle East and here in the U.S. The group first met in November, where they confessed to having stereotypes about each other. In their most recent meeting, they focused the discussion on Zionism and the question of land. Here now is Martha Biebinger, went to Temple Hillel B'nai Torah in West Roxbury, Massachusetts, to listen in. The group began with some ground rules.
Unlike a debate, there is no need to prove ourselves right or the other person wrong.
Speak for yourself, not for others.
And if it becomes emotional for you, feel free to get up, walk around, go outside for a minute.
22 men and women, a few more Jews than Arabs, launched their first attempt to talk about an issue that has divided their people for centuries, with introductions and a hope for the evening.
My name is Merle Wolofsky. I live in Alston. I am a committed Zionist, and I'm hoping that I can convey why I am.
Amin Yakin from Malden. I would share with you how Zionism has impacted Arab and Muslim thinking and realities since the inception of the State of Israel in 1948.
I'm Claudia Harris from Roslindale. I am so proud that we are here, Muslims and Jews together, to talk for a whole evening about a topic that I have not spent a whole evening talking with Jews about because it is so painful and divisive.
So now I'm going to record your definitions on Zionism, just to get some thoughts up on paper. And then
one of the facilitators, Jeff Stone, is walking to an easel when Mohammed Kafif calls out apartheid from the back of the room. Several Jews wince, but they don't challenge him yet.
It's a belief that Zion is the cradle and the nourishment of the Jewish people.
For Merle Wolofsky, Zionism is a Jewish yearning to return to Zion, the land that both Palestinians and Jews claim as their homeland.
And it was the hope of getting back there that kept us as a people together for 2,000 years when we had nowhere to come together other than in our hopes and our prayers.
Nechama Katz offers what she calls a more contemporary political view.
Historically, I think it was a belief in a Jewish homeland. Today, I think it's belief that the State of Israel has the right to exist.
Zionism, to me, it's a contradiction.
Abdullah Benchiki from Winthrop.
It's allowing a group of people a homeland while denying a group of people a homeland. So if you happen to be Jewish, then Israel or the land of Palestine is yours. Mm-hmm. While if you are an inhabitant of that land, by virtue of not being Jewish, then you are no longer welcome there.
Larry Diamond is from Roslindale.
Both peoples in the Middle East absolutely have a right to a homeland, and the injustices that were created, which many of you have pointed out, from 1948 on, and continue pronounced this very day, are very painful to me.
Diamond and his wife, Linda Chernick, were shaken by a trip to Israel in 2008. That felt dominated by armed guards and tight security.
And we're seeing the wall, and I'm thinking, this was not the dream. This with the reality here on the ground is so far apart from the dream that maybe we have to rethink this whole thing.
Serena Shapiro says her struggle with Zionism and Israel today stems in part from her history as the child of a Holocaust survivor.
I have this part in me that knows my relatives were slaughtered because they were Jewish and they had no place to go at that time. But I feel like Zionism has done a lot of harm in the world.
Adnan Ben Ali asks, why would Jews who know the pain of the Holocaust inflict so much pain on Palestinians?
They are going through the same trauma that you are trying to, that you are envisioning could happen to you, but it's happening right now to them.
I think that what happened...
Merle Wolofsky responds, arguing that Jews and Palestinians have both been displaced over the centuries many times.
There's been umpteen people thrown out of their homes. It just goes back and forth. I just know that somewhere in this world, I have as much right to exist as you do, as every person in this earth, and to feel safe and secure somewhere. That's it.
Across the room, Mark Gervich weighs in on Adnan Ben Ali's question.
I'm a psychiatric nurse by profession. When you look at a child abuser, what is their experience? They've been abused as a child. Jews and Palestinians have been traumatized by what we've been through. And trauma usually renders people in pretty bad shape, morally and behaviorally.
One of the ground rules for this discussion is to talk about Zionism as a personal issue, not to try to resolve the historic debate. But Amini Yakin says Zionism is an historic concept that will require an historic solution. He launches into a review of Jewish history in the Middle East, leading up to discussions about where to establish a Jewish homeland.
The idea of modern-day Zionism, as it was elaborated and articulated after the Dreyfus Affair in Judenstadt by Theodor Herzl, okay, he, in a letter to the leader of the Jewish community, I forgot his name, in Odessa.
Yakin goes on to describe political differences among prominent Jews over the years about Israel. Leslie Belay from Jamaica Plain says those differences continue.
I think the real fight over Zionism today is among American Jews.
But Belay hopes to revive a definition of Zionism that will include peace with the Palestinians.
So what should we do next? What are the next steps kind of for us as Jewish and Muslim community here?
Zuhair Yakin, the other group facilitator, has an idea. He recalls the story of a leading rabbi who urged President George Bush not to demonize all Muslims after 9/11.
So there's a lot of upright Jews and a lot of upright Muslims. I think there's a lot of power. There's a lot we can achieve.
Some members of this group take up Yakin's call to shift from talking about what divides Muslims and Jews to a discussion about how this group can unite as a political force. That possibility is the glimmer of hope some of these Jews and Muslims take with them as they close a meeting they describe as painful, frustrating, encouraging, difficult, but also courageous.